There's a Rashba that became very famous recently. It might have been famous before, but it's even more known now. A Rashba regarding Zimun. The Mishnah talks about if Miksas and Elul row, and as Elul, different parts of the Zimun, the waiter, whatever, different details of who has to see who, whether one could be Mitzdara for a Zimun. So we have to see what the case is, but the Rashba claims the case is, let's say you have 5 and 5 and you want to say Elokeinu, so is it enough if you have 5 in one place and 5 in the other? So he seems to say you could be Yotze with it. Again, so and then Then people want to take this Rashba and apply it to Tzira by Tzvila. That's a whole separate discussion, but what are we going to get into that tonight? The question is, what about do we accept the Rashba for Zimun? Then, if we accept the Rashba for Zimun, then we could discuss it for Tzvila. But in fact, why would I say it's just for Zimun? It's a shayla if you could compare, because by davening it's dever davasha bekedusha, kaddish kedushi, you need 10. The question is, why do you need 10 for Elokeinu? Is it a davasha bekedusha? If you assume it's similar, so then it's the same concept. Others claim that it's not similar. It's like for other reasons, like we have my Kriyasa Megillah Basara. It's not a Din Devasha Bekedusha, that's Persumei Nisa. Here, by Zimun could be for Elokeinu for different reasons. But regardless, there's a Stira in the Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Aleph and Chelek Beis, whether we actually accept it, the Rashba. So from the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah and Chelek Aleph regarding Tzira for Asara for davening, so he seems to accept it. He quotes the Rashba and he seems to accept it. And in Chelek Beis, by Hilchos Zimun, he seems to reject it. He quotes the Rashba, we'll see, he'll quote the Gra and other Rishonim who disagree with the Rashba. That it doesn't work by Zimun either. In other words, if you have 5 and 5, it doesn't work. The Bera Gra, based on the Mishnayis and other Rishonim, the case is talking about it's 10 and 10, not 5 and 5. Alright, so if it's 10 and 10, who cares? Why do you need a Seraph? So that's what they explain, is because there's the Ran in the end of Rosh Hashanah quotes in the Yerushalmi, there are 3 places we don't say Shomei Ka'ona. The Poskim explain that's probably only Midrabanan we don't. Minatori you probably do. But Midrabanan, there are 3 places where you don't say Shomei Ha'kone. One is by Kriya Shema, you need your own Kabbalah's Omachos Shomayim, and others are by Tefillah, you make your own request. And the other one is by eating, by Bracha Rishon and Bracha Achrona. Hi, what do you mean? We seem to rely on Shomei Ha'kone all the time by eating. Amotzi Lachem in Haaretz. So the postman explained, no, that's not working out Shomei Ha'kone, because there is no Shomei Ha'kone by Bracha Rishon. It's a separate Takana. But the Tokana was by Hamotzi, or by Zimun, that one person should make the bracha for everybody. It's not working with Din Shomei Ha'kone. The Tokana was that one person, the Chabura, should do it. So Shai was that you consider one big Chabura or not. So therefore that's the Chiddush. So the Bira Gra, now the Rishonim say, it's not mit. That if you hold 5 and 5 is mitzdarif, so then that's the chiddush. So you could say you can mitzdarif Elokeinu, but if you assume it's not mitzdarif like the Gra and other Rishonim, so what's the big chiddush? The big chiddush is that it that if you consider one big chabura, and therefore you could have one person benching. But what do we see from the Mishnah Brura, Bir Halacha, in Chelek Beis, that he doesn't really accept the Rashi by Zeman. So that's what Rav Shachter speaks about all the time. He says he doesn't say it, but the son of the Chafetz Chaim writes that many people wrote different parts of the Mishnah Brura, and my father was the editor. He looked it over. In fact, the Rav Shachter always says over that when the Chabad was coming after the Russian government to get back all the stuff that they took. So finally they got it all back, and not only that, but they gave him stuff they didn't ask for. And one of the things, it's in 770 now, the original manuscript of the Mishnah Brura. So Rav Shachter spoke to the guy who saw it and said, yeah, it's obvious. You could see different handwritings, different inks, and you could see different times the Chafetz Chaim himself making additions to the Bir Halacha and all of that. So of course you're going to have contradictions because it's different people writing it. So Rav Shachter, the way he claims is Chelek Aleph is more like Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's more, I'm not sure the way he said, the old way of learning, which, and at least in this context, he was saying it negatively. It's just you learn the Bir Heitiv. He quotes all the classical poskim. And then you have the Shari Tshuva. But it's not like that. Writing over what it's saying. In other words, he was saying it's much more basic. But if you look in Chelek Beis, the Bir Halacha has all this lumdis, it goes into everything. The people, obviously the one who wrote Chelek Beis, he says, was a much bigger Talmud Chacham than the one who wrote Chelek Aleph. So, and in Chelek Beis, the Mishmur, it's not clear that not only doesn't he accept, forget about the Rashba, in Chelek Aleph, he seems to accept the Rashba for Tefillah. But in Chelek Beis, he questions whether we accept the Rashba at all for Zeman, if you have 5 and 5, which seems, so therefore, Rav Shachter himself, based on the Stira in the Mishnah Brura, and he goes with the Gra, he thinks that you can't, he's not even sure you can rely on it for Zeman, you certainly can't rely on it, like Porchman, Yonim, and all that kind of stuff for Tefillah. And, so interesting. So therefore, when it comes to Porch Minyanim and Seer Vlasara, he's very machmir. However, one of the chumras, the ones who go for Porch Minyanim or in that camp, there's a debate whether, let's say, you have a road or a Rishis Arabim, or even less than a Rishis Arabim, based on the Taz going through. So some poskim, those who are Matir Porch Minyanim, let's say like Rav Asher Weiss and others, but they say, well, you can't be mitzdarif on two different sides of the street. Cause why? Because by Zeman, we have a halacha. If there's a Rishus HaRabim in between, so then, it's no good. So if we're going to learning tefillah from Zeman, so therefore, you can't have it by Zeman. Others, Rav Sternbach says, if you're more than 10 fachim off the ground, so it's not an issue. So others talk about, they apply the laws of Zeman to the laws of Tefillah. And even though Rav Shacht is strict on the porch minyanim, but he doesn't really think it could be a... He's not clear that would affect the Seer of La'asara, because he thinks it might just be a din in Zeman, a din in that maybe by the Chabura there has to be some type of Seeraf, but maybe it's a special Lacha by Zeman, wouldn't necessarily transfer to be like, you have that in general, that I think they say the Chazis were very strict on laws of, like, I think he didn't go for the Hetzer Mechira, so he's very mako by laws of Shvius to try to have it work out. So either way, so there, even within, so there's, so from Chelek Aleph, he seems to apply it, Zeman to Tefillah. In Chelek Beis, he doesn't even like it for Zeman, so, and there are those who say, if you're going to accept Zeman for Tefillah, so then you have the issue of a Rishus Rabbi Mafsik, and that clearly the Shulchan Aruch applies it to Zimun, then the question is, would you actually apply it to halachas of davening or not? Rav Shakta thinks it more has to do with more is that the laws are. So Rav Shakta thought that was a chiddush in its own right because it's based on a Rabbeinu Yonah Yesh Misha Omer. It says in Shulchan Aruch, which means that not that other people agreed, only one person said it. So he thought the din like it makes sense by peah. You're talking about what's considered one field or two fields, and you have a street going through it. So then it makes sense. But by Zimun, we're not talking about fields here. So the fact that the people separated, and one that's a chiddush that should make a difference. And even if Rabbeinu Yonah is right. But maybe it's a special din by Zimun because you need Shlosha Sha'achu Ka'achas. That you need, everyone's going to be sitting together. So maybe by Zimun it's a special din. You can't have a street going through. But Rav Shakta thought that if everyone's outside and just five on one side of the street, five on the other, so that shouldn't be an issue. In Porsh Min Yonim, it's a different issue. Everyone's in a different Rishus. But here, everyone. It could be that if they're all together outside and just this one string, and then maybe that would be considered a sirah.